Guta, and welcome to our, I don't know, is going to be about, it's going to turn into like our fourth Star Wars Shine Show. God almighty, because we had the Book of Boba Fett. Now, you're on the $8 level, folks. I want to let you know about the fine stuff we have at the $10 level, the Book of Boba Fett, Kenobi, and here at the $8 level, you know, the Mandalorian. And yes, the Glee Glossary, we do too much. And I am joined with all the other guys that do too much. Andrew.
Yo!
Steven?
I died in an explosion.
And someone I wish who would die in an explosion.
What do you...
That has to be isolated.
I died in an explosion.
Oh my God. I hope you're involved in some type of boat catastrophe or something so we can play that.
Me too.
So today we're talking about the Max Rebo Band. This is very exciting.
Oh yeah.
What a chock full adventure we have for you today, folks. And now the explosion thing. Was he at the cantina in Mos Espa during that explosion? I believe we see a Biff. I'm not certain that Max Rebo was there that day.
Is that right? I could have sworn he was jammed.
Was he there? He might have been there. Yeah. Correct us below in the comments below. Either way, it doesn't matter. He's a blue elephant man that is fictional.
If he survives, this dude is walking through raindrops, man. Just disaster after disaster. He's walking through it.
Yeah, he's like, you know, what was it? Like Seth MacFarlane, who was like, oh, I'm going to get a flight to L.A. from Boston and then didn't.
Well,
I think at the very least he's gonna the nose is gonna be gone.
Oh no,
that would be disgusting. Chris Cabin.
I did some Googling. First of all, it's fucking hilarious if you do did Max Rebo and immediately it goes to die on Book of
Perish.
Boba Fett. Yeah. And it says that at least an article.
Someone wrote
a blurb.
The New York Times?
No, something called distractify.com.
Sure.
I don't fucking know these things. But they at least are confirming that indeed Max Rebo perished.
That's a shame.
That would be a really good tribute at the Star Wars Grammys to him.
Yeah.
a big piano number with a bunch of people.
It's actually funny. It says, because I don't know if this is in your entry, Eric. It probably won't be, of course. But it says, Max Rebo of the Max Rebo Band fame unfortunately perished doing what he loved best, playing music.
Of course.
So, yeah. Fuck, man.
Yeah. Wow. Jeez. Well, if you're drinking tonight, listen to this. Pour one out for a real one.
For Max.
Absolutely.
News from Mos Espa. Max Rebo was in an explosion. There were no survivors.
Let us know going forth this day in the galaxy shall be known as the day the jizz died.
Known for such classics as da 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 and da 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 da.
Oh, apologies.
So as always on this show, we read from the Star Wars Essential Guide to Characters by Andy Mangala. And I read the short story as well in preparation for this.
Noise.
I haven't read this entry yet. I read this shit on the fly. We don't put a lot of effort into this show. But one of the great things about the short story is most of it was about how Max Rebo loves to eat dinner. Almost the whole short story. It took me like an hour to read this thing, and it's just like, oh, where's dinner? Oh, I want to eat.
Was like a space peanuts because he's kind of a space elephant.
Ooh, peanuts, man. I bet those are tasty.
For a fact, he did have bantha steaks at Jabba's palace.
Oh man.
Ooh, you think? Yeah, you know what? I bet with Jabba though, dude, it was like that was the compensation for the evening. You know what I mean? Like, you're not getting paid. We'll feed you.
You're 100% correct. That is exactly what happens in the short story. Because the rest of the band is mad at Max Rebo because he just accepts the first offer of just food.
Yeah. That's weird. I can't imagine even thinking of Max Rebo eating. It's hard imagining Max Rebo having teeth.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe he's got the little... Maybe does he eat like an anteater?
Or rectally?
And possibly. He just lowers his ass down onto
just
it.
Fucking shoves a fucking steak up his ass.
Wow, weird. So, like, your ass eats things for you as opposed to someone eating your ass.
Yeah. And then maybe he shits out his snout.
Yeah.
So, we're going to read today. I guess I already said the Essential Guide to Characters, the Max Rebo Band. Now, here we go, folks. Direct from 1995 to your eardrums. A multi-species jizz band is no surprise in the galaxy, but the Max Rebo band is an unusual enough to draw stares from any crowd. The leader of the group, Max Rebo, a squat ortolan with floppy ears, a snout, and bright blue.
Probably
velvety fur.
Dick too.
Bright blue velvety fur. I did not get the fur.
Yeah.
No, really. I didn't know it was fuzzy. Interesting.
Huh. Yeah, I don't remember that in the short story, but maybe I missed it because who could care? Originally from the planet Orto, in the Orto system, Rebo has very acute senses. His people's main priority in life is food and the consumption thereof. Because of their highly developed sense of hearing, Ortolans love music. Besides leading the band, Max Rebo plays keyboard on his red ball organ. Ball organ, very cool.
Yeah, I can play one of those. Yeah, da, 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 red ball organ.
Holy shit, now I want to see like someone edit very extensively edit the Jabba's Palace scene and just replace Max Rebo with Paul Schaefer.
Oh yes, yes, yes.
That would be incredible.
You got nice snoodles tonight, huh? Sitting in with the band, Paul, huh? Very exciting.
Ah, look at all my jizz, Dave.
Yeah, I mastered the red ball organ at Juilliard, Dave.
And my favorite band, the Foo Fighters, joined by Max Rebo.
Dude, that's a fucking jam sesh, man. I'd love if that happened. Foo Fighters need to like be like some weirdo musicians in the Star Wars universe. Why not?
Sure.
Why
they're there. They're right there.
They are right there.
Speaking
Steve.
Of weird musicians in the Star Wars universe, Droopy McCool. Now, if you guys don't remember what this fellow looks like, he's the guy that looks like kind of like a Stay Puft Marshmallow Man. Mm. He's got like a clarinet in his face.
Oh, I think. Yeah. Yeah.
So he was born with the name of Snit. He is a member of the yeah, you want to get it out of your system right now? Do you want to go to the Gleep Glossary principal's office?
I'm sorry, sir.
Dude, this Droopy McCool is disgusting.
He's a member of the Kitonax species, a lumpy, pudgy people with almost impervious, leathery skin.
Oh, so you can't stab him to death in a bar fight?
I guess not. His home planet.
Right? Oh, thank you.
I just got strong muncher vibes from Droopy
Big
McCool.
Time. Mm-hmm. He looks like a creme-colored muncher.
I actually, in the short story, it fleshes out that he's actually very svelte for his species.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
I'd like to see some of the fucking trouble cases then.
I think Max Rebo said like he only saw him eat like three times in a year, and it was just an entire giant slug each time.
Ugh.
Very nice. They both look like bean bags.
Yeah.
That's what's it looks so comfortable. I would love just to like lay in them. They should actually make that, you know, because they make Star Wars everything. Make a bean bagged Max Rebo, a bean bag fucking Droopy McCool.
Yeah, I can sit on absolutely. That.
Go, totally. Go, yeah, lay on a Droopy McCool, look at a Blacklight poster, it'd be great.
Mm-hmm. Maybe do a dark seance and infest that beanbag with the soul of a wayward child and bring it to life.
Absolutely, Eric. I'm always saying that.
So on Droopy McCool's home planet of Kurdo 3 is a white desert world prone to tremendous windstorms. Mm-hmm. The Kitonax are a... extraordinarily patient nomadic race following their main food, choba slugs. The Kitonac often hollow out, the Chindinka plants to create flute-like instruments and play songs of love.
All right. Sounds sexy to me, man.
Unfortunately for some of the better musicians, slavers with an ear for music have been known to capture them and bring them into the galaxy to work as jizz whalers in seedy saloons, cabarets, and cantinas.
Yikes.
That's too bad. I feel bad for Droopy.
You're about to be taken.
Totally.
They're going to take you, Droopy McCool, and they're going to make you go on tour with you too.
$500,000 for Droopy McCool.
Buy him.
Who bids?
Buy him.
Oh, man, this isn't exactly what I wanted when I bought a jizz whaler, is all I'm saying.
Hey, Jeff, I got ripped off at your latest auction, bud.
Oh, man, I'll just have him impersonate me on things I don't want to do, like those jogs. Get out there, Droopy.
Get out there, Droopy.
he's just wearing Droopy McCool in a suit, posing as Bill Clinton.
I love it.
So a third member of the group is Sny Snoodles. That's the sexy fucking little nasty gleep glop that sings in the special edition.
Oh yes.
Oh,
with
fuck.
The big puckered fuck lips.
Oh,
these
yeah.
These are of the silly names that go in Star Wars. These are some real choice ones. I got
to
tell
you. Yeah, I'm glad they're having fun with it because it's supposed to be like a hip band.
Yeah, yeah, it's good. I think it's good. These are actual, like, I could imagine this being a keyboardist in TV on the radio. stuff like that, I can see.
So the reedy voiced lead singer, that's Sny Snoodles there, standing on spindly legs with a bulbous body and lips that jut out to the end of the
right.
Oh my god.
Yeah,
and we're gonna have to stop the entry real quick. So
she looks like Billy Crystal's character in Monsters Inc.
A little bit.
Kind of.
But with the long lips, of course.
Yes, exactly.
Oh my god! Don't we have to stop the show if you keep talking about it?
I think. Am I remembering right though? In the non-special edition, isn't she also there? But it's like one of the worst Star Wars puppets you've ever seen.
Yeah, I believe you're right. I don't
think it's like Salacious Crumb level garbage puppet.
Yeah. So Snoodles looks like a gourd on stilts, dude. Come on, don't fucking. Don't fucking insult my girlfriend.
Please, come on. That's just mean.
Her yellowish green skin with its blue blotches complete the bizarre look. Hey, come on, man.
Blotches?
God damn it. Look, blotches.
In the beholder, dude. What the fuck?
Leave the fucking commentary
exactly.
out of it, Andy.
Jesus Christ. Oh, yeah, she was very ugly. Okay, fuck you, pal.
Some of us find blotches sexy, okay?
Oh, man, the things you could do with that body. the trio originally had been in a band named Ever Orbis and his Galactic Jizz Whalers. The lead singer, Ever Orbis, was an eight-tentacled Letkai puffed with pride until a gang of biff musicians mugged the quartet. So what happens in the book there...
Is Green Room? Is that what happened?
The Green Room happened. So fucking like Finger and Dan and the modal nodes like get a call at the cantina. They pick up the phone. No one else is around. And Max Rebo and the band are like, yo, man, we're here to play the Mos Eisley Cantina. We have a new contract to play there. And is Chalman the owner there? And they're supposed to send a transport to pick us up. We're at the spaceport. What's going on? And old dastardly Finger and Dan is just like, oh boy, we're in trouble now. No, he's not here. He's off world on business. We'll pick you up. And these biff jizz whalers' plan is, we'll round up this other band, keep our contract, and we'll feed them to the Sarlacc or whatever.
Jeez, Louise.
Holy shit. Money.
Yeah, dude, it's fucking getting crazy. So,
hey, Finger and Dan, you're going to get your laces tonight, brother.
So Orbis had a hidden flamethrower in a fake tentacle, but... Yikes. But all that it succeeded in doing was causing the Airbus to crash with the so the modal nodes like round them up. They're in this bus. They're in a fucking bus on Tatooine. This guy busts out a flamethrower. All hell breaks loose. And
I'm liking it.
Yeah. Yeah, they crash. And then
Cliff Burton died.
Ever Orbis was shot and killed. So that's how it became the Max Rebo Band. And they survived. And soon the band had to make contact with Jabba the Hutt. They had no way to get off world. They had no money. They were like, let's just do this temporarily. And the gang lord liked them and offered them a lifetime contract, paying them with all the food they could eat.
Okay, how about some fucking cash, dude?
Not even housing?
Yeah, exactly. Well, I guess housing's implied.
Yeah, you sleep at the keyboard.
Oh. Hey, my fellow jazz musicians, I take this honor very seriously. You know, I have to say, I always wanted my own Max Rebo Band, but not under these circumstances, man. Not under these circumstances.
Not like this. Rebo agreed, thinking that it was the finest contract he had ever heard of.
Oh, this sucker. Little piglet.
Because he
this
was little constantly, piglet, dude. Like, when he was, like, calling the cantina, talking to the Biffs there, he's just like, no, you got to pick us up now, because he was just constantly thinking, like, I need dinner. I
dude,
love
dude, he's getting
dinner.
Hangry. Yeah.
He was getting very hangry.
I'll be honest, dude. I love dinner too. I mean,
yeah,
totally.
We
should learn the keyboard.
The way he talks about dinner and food, though, it sounds like he's a little hobbit.
Yeah.
Kind of, yeah.
Where's my
yeah.
second breakfast?
Listen, guys, they have pigs in blankets all day long.
Oh, now you're talking my language. Oh,
God, I love those things. So Snye, Snoodles, and Droopy McCool were fucking pissed off.
Of course. Yep.
So, like, Droopy had enough slugs crated in stasis to last for years. He didn't need this.
It's fucked up.
So, looking for additional ways to make money, Snye was pleased when the droid M3-D2 approached her to spy for the Lady Valerian. Now, Lady Valerian, I don't think will ever become canon again. This was like a competing crime boss on Tatooine.
Oh, that would have been cool. Whatever.
Yep. So then 16 years, and then 16 others arrived, one after another, all asking her to spy for them or their masters or mistresses. Snye was also contacted by Jabba's Twi'lek lieutenant, Bib Fortuna, who told her to take commissions but to report to him. So I like that Bib was kind of in on the treachery against Jabba the Hutt.
Oh, yeah.
When he would give her information to leak out, Jabba would also pay her. So now that we're feeding fake, you know, she's like a double agent now.
Sure.
Meanwhile, Max made friends with the cook. And Droopy learned something interesting from one of the Gamorrean guards. The pig had seen a group of kiddonecks, just like Droopy McCool, in the deep desert of Tatooine. The band continued to play, watching the ever-changing menagerie of Jabba's courtroom and the internal politics and personalities that appeared and disappeared as credits were exchanged or lives were ended.
Wow. Damn, dude.
Just watching people fucking dying. You're just like playing the keyboard high as fuck.
Hey, man, I think I saw another one of them guys fall into the pit. Weird. Doodle doot 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 doot.
Yeah, see a whole family eaten by the Sarlacc. Bring me a higher love.
And then, like. And the rest of the band every night has to be like, you know, Max, money can buy fucking food, you idiot!
Eventually, a woman who Max recognized as being from the royal family of Alderaan was taken captive, and then a Jedi.
I wonder who that's supposed to be. What fun writing!
And then Max Rebo noticed all the cameras around. They must be making a movie. The band was called on to play in the lower levels of Jabba's sail barge at an execution of the Jedi and a pair of smugglers.
Oh, so he must have had to, like, pen execution songs.
Oh, for sure.
Like, specifically for executions. That's pretty dark.
Because, like, you know, you want to pretend like you're there mostly for parties, but, like, The executions are really outweighing the parties at this point.
It's too many to ignore, dude. Exactly. And they're like, in the off hours, they're having conversations like, hey, man, you know, we had a great set today. We played some killer tunes, but we watched like six kids fall into a pit and die.
Just make it less ceremonial. I just don't want to play while it's happening.
Oh, yeah. Oh, now no, Rob Jabba's raping a woman right in front of me. This gig rules, Max. Enjoy your fucking fish sticks tonight, you fuck.
Wow, how fantastic. Two Gamorrean pig guards got in a fight with each other and one slit the other's throat right in front of me. Some of it got on my instrument while we were playing, but I'm glad we have a lifelong dinner contract. Way to go, buddy.
Oh, the Mama Celeste I can eat. Thank God.
Oh, man, they should bring her into Star Wars.
That's a great question, though. Are they getting, like, the feast meal, or are they getting, like, you know,
it's
porridge?
Craft services, whatever's going on.
Sure. Yeah, a lot of just, like, half of a wrap in some saran wrap, you know?
That sounds right, yes.
So Max,
cheapskate.
Max looks back on that day with mixed memories. The princess had killed Jabba, ending the band's bountiful contract, and her friends had caused the destruction of the sail barge. The band members had barely escaped with their lives, jumping into the sand, leaving their instruments behind. But Max Rebo knows that his band will play again. It was quite a sight in this short story. Like, they jump off and stuff, and Max Rebo's like, I don't know what to do. It's not, I this great dinner here. I don't want to jump or whatever. And he was the last one off the sail barge.
Wow.
And the wind of the explosion helped push him off of the barge.
Oh, holy shit.
He landed in the sand enough to make like an imprint. It stung him. Droopy McCool is down there not fucking having it. The band is kind of breaking up at this point. Droopy McCool, he's like, I'm taking my fucking flute, and I'm going to walk into the desert to never be seen again.
Whoa, baller move, dude. Yes, you think he released like a solo album under a pseudonym, though?
Definitely, because he was trying to find the supposed other people of his race that some Gormarian guard claims to have seen. That guy was probably having one too many ales that night. He doesn't know what the fuck he's talking about.
Yeah, his family who taught him circular breathing, which is a technique.
Oh, dude, a fucking Planet of Kenny G's lookout.
That would be horrible.
So now you know the rest of the story. Isn't that interesting that I guess you couldn't have him survive two explosions in a row?
Yeah, I guess so. Although it's weird that this was open, you know, knowledge canon-wise. Obviously not right currently, but at one time it was.
Yes.
And everybody was like shocked when he turned up on Book of Boba Fett, but it's like, yeah, we knew this. We've known for 30 years that he survived, apparently.
Yeah, and literally just to kill him. bring him back to kill this fuck.
Three and a half episodes of fucking nothing.
I think people didn't remember that as well, because I feel like Tales from Jabba's Palace was one of the lesser Tales books.
Oh, got
people
it.
Remember Tales of the Bounty Hunters, Tales of Mos Eisley. Tales of Jabba's Palace also gave us that Gormarian guard story we talked about once, where he's just walking around collecting dead bodies.
Yeah,
it's kind of a sleepier read, although we have some interesting stuff with Boba Fett in the Sarlacc pit in that Tales anthology. Anyway, now you know the rest of the story.
Can I just say something really quickly? I know we're trying to get off the air here, but so Eric, what I started doing recently over a lot of like loop glossaries is when you're talking about characters and stuff, to familiarize myself, if I can't recall who you're talking about, I pull up the Wikipedia pages.
Sure.
So I did one for Ever Orbis and his Galactic Jizz Whalers, and there's no picture of the band or anything. I thought there might be like a comic panel or something, but there is an hysterical fucking thing here. So the first thing, there's one thing that says, you told us about like the firefight with Figure and Dan in the modal nodes. It says the Max Rebo band later played one of the Whalers' hits, Jedi Rocks.
Oh, yes, yes,
okay, yeah, so we're talking about covers in the Star Wars universe. Yeah. But this is the funniest fucking thing I've ever heard. So it's Ever Orbis and his Galactic Jizz Whalers were a jizz band founded by Ever Orbis, featuring, of course, Max Rebo, Sy Snoodles, and Droopy McCool. Their hits included parentheses, that joyous night, close parentheses, I ate my mate.
Nice, dude.
That's it's a famous Willie Nelson tune.
Yeah. And I think like Jedi Rocks was what the sound, like the Return of the Jedi soundtrack listed their segment as.
Oh, really? Oh,
I think
weird.
It's just because Luke Skywalker was there. I think
sure.
We're just having fun with that. I don't know if they actually said Jedi Rocks in the story. I think they said the name of another song. I think it was originally a song, Lappy Neck, and Jedi Rocks replaced it in the special edition.
I pulled up Jedi Rocks, and I'm not going to read it, but if you want to, folks at home, the Star Wars fandom page has the lyrics to Jedi Rocks. Oh, so on. Someone is just kind of like... Yeah. Phonetically spelling out gleep-glop language. Too much time.
We'll play us out with Jedi Rocks. We haven't done
good idea
in a long time. But quickly wrap up. Well, any last impressions? Andrew, we'll start with you.
I think I kind of gave my last impressions, but I will say.
That was
shut
the last.
The fuck up. Shut the fuck up.
You want to go to the Gleep Glossary principal office?
I will fucking see you there. All this to say, just once again, to reiterate what Steve already pointed out, 3.5 fucking episodes and then they blew them up. Pointless and infuriating.
Very pointless.
Thank you very much.
I want the book of Max Rebo. Steve Sadak.
I was going to. You had mentioned something about the Tales of Jabba's Palace having an interesting tale. An interesting story about Boba Fett. I'd love one. You know what? I'd fucking love one.
That'd be great.
So would I. Chris Cabin.
Yeah, I you know, I love Max Rebo. He was one of the characters that really stuck with me from the original, just the character design on its own. If anybody is out there, if you want to get him on like old like Joe Henderson records or like old jazz records, like if you want to get like an old Duke Ellington and have him just like holding the baton and something like that, that'd be great.
Yep.
Yeah, so now you know the rest of the story, and now for musical guest Max Rebo Band. Now go and shoot yourself.